Ladies and gentlemen, good day, and welcome to the Dampur Sugar Mills Limited Q4 FY23 earnings conference call, hosted by SKP Securities Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Nikhil Sawu from SKP Securities Limited. Thank you. Over to you.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It's my pleasure to welcome you on behalf of Dampur Sugar Mills Limited and SKP Securities to this financial result conference call. We have with us Mr. Gaurav Goyal, Managing Director, and his colleagues, Mr. Anand Pande, CEO, Mr. Sushil Malhotra, CFO, Mr. Vineet Gupta, VP Finance, and Mr. Akshat Kapoor, VP Operations. We will have the opening remarks from Mr. Goyal, followed by Q&A session. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Goyal.
Thank you, Nikhil. This is Anand Pande, the CEO. Good afternoon, everyone, and a very warm welcome to all of you at this Dampur Sugar Mills Q4 FY23 earnings conference call. First of all, let me inform you that the company successfully completed expansion of its distillery capacity by 130 kiloliters per day on C-heavy molasses at Dampur unit. We had mentioned about this during our last quarter conference call, earnings call. The new capacity has been commissioned on 5th of February, 2023. With this expansion, the distillery capacity of the company stands at 350 KLPD on C-heavy molasses. The 100 KLPD grain-based distillery is in the process of commissioning, which is expected to be on stream by the end of this month. For the molasses expanded capacity, our company could achieve the full capacity right from the time of commissioning. Coming to the operating numbers of the company. The company crushed 18.85 lakh tons of cane in this quarter, which is higher by about 7.7% compared to the corresponding quarter last year. The gross recovery in this year was marginally lower, 12.38% versus 12.50% in the corresponding quarter last year. Sugar production during the quarter is 1.47 lakh tons, which is 83.5% of the production in the corresponding quarter last year. This is lower mainly due to the diversion of around 4.65 lakh tons of cane for production of ethanol through syrup. Sugar sales during the quarter has been 0.96 lakh tons, which is higher by about 25% compared to the same quarter last year. Average sugar realization in this quarter has been rupees 34.67 per kg, vis-a-vis 34.52 per kg in the corresponding quarter last year. Total ethanol production during the quarter is 347.18 lakh liters through syrup route, including about 90 lakh liters additional production after commissioning of the new distillery, which was commissioned on the 5th of February. Last year, corresponding quarter, the company had produced 212.93 lakh liters, out of which about 86.93 lakh liters was produced from the syrup. Production and sales of ethyl acetate have been 108.18 lakh kgs and 107.40 lakh kgs. This was against 85.99 lakh kgs in the last corresponding quarter last year. This was the production, and the sales was 80.57 lakhs. So there's an increase of about 20.5% in production and 25% in sales. Production and sales of potable spirits have been 3.96 lakh cases and 4.13 lakh cases, vis-a-vis 2.9 lakh cases and 3.13 lakh cases corresponding to last year. Rajpura unit has completed its crushing season 22-23 with 127.75 lakh quintals, which is higher by about 6 lakh quintals compared to the last season. I would like to now request our CFO, Sushil Malhotra, to take you through the financial performance of the company. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Good afternoon once again, and a very warm welcome to our earnings call for Q4 FY23. Coming to the performance of the company, our board of directors approved the financial results for Q4 FY23 on 7th May, that's yesterday. On standalone basis, income from operations during the quarter ended March 23 stands at 756.9 crores, which is higher by 32% as compared to 574.66 crores last year. PBT is at 78.7 crores, which is higher by 56% compared to last year. PAT is 57.9 crores, higher by 76%. And cash profit is 81.7 crores, higher by 45% as compared to last year, same quarter. The inventory valuation rate is 32.9 per kg. The closing inventory as on 31st March 23 is 1.2 lakh tons as against 2.05 lakh tons closing inventory as on 31st March 22. This is lower mainly due to diversion of 4.65 lakh tons of cane for production of ethanol through syrup. Let me now take you through the business-wise performance. During the quarter, our revenue from sugar business is 590.3 crores, higher by 45% as compared to corresponding quarter last year. Revenue from power business is 94.6 crores, almost at the same level as corresponding quarter last year. Revenue from ethanol business is 192.7 crores, which is again higher by 68% as compared to corresponding quarter last year. Revenue from chemical business is 85.9 crores, higher by about 9% as compared to last year, same quarter. The higher profit during the quarter is attributable mainly to ethanol, rupees 43 crores, vis-a-vis rupees 29.3 crores and chemicals rupees 6.9 crores versus 0.1 crores last year. This is partly offset by our lower profit from the sugar business, which is again mainly because of diversion of syrup to ethanol production. Coming to annual performance, income from operations during the year ended March 23 stands at 2,840.8 crores, higher by 29%. PBT is at 215.1 crores, higher by 5%. PAT is at 150.3 crores, higher by 2%, and cash profit is 229.8 crores, higher by 3%. During the year, our revenue from sugar business is 1,937.2 crore rupees, higher by 33% as compared to last year. Revenue from power business is 217.1 crores, marginally improved by 2% as compared to last year. Revenue from ethanol business is 596.1 crores, higher by 40% as compared to last year. And revenue from chemical business is 302.4 crores, higher by 9%. Now coming to the consolidated performance, income from operations during the quarter stood at 762.6 crores, EBITDA is 107.9 crores, PBT is 81.5 crores, PAT 60.7 crores and cash profit is 84.5 crores. Income from operations during full year ended March 23 stands at 2,889.5 crores, higher by 33%. PBT is 222.8 crores, PAT is at 158 crores and cash profit is 237.5 crores. So these are our financial numbers on a broad level. Thank you once again for joining us on this conference call. We'll be happy to answer any questions that you may have. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Our first question comes from the line of Aman Sonatlia from AK Securities. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir.
Evening, Amanji.
Sir, my question is this. Last year the inventory cost was much lower than this year. So what is the reason behind this higher inventory cost, sir?
So the only reason for that is the transfer pricing. So last year the transfer price that we had done, because aapko pata hai ki is saal humne pura syrup hi use kara hai. So we have only done syrup and the transfer pricing has been at 1300 vis-a-vis 1500 last year. So because of that you have seen the COP of sugar go up. But if we see the COP of our syrup ethanol, that is only at 48.8. So that is why you have seen that switch happening from one side to the other side. So that is the only reason why the COP of sugar has gone up.
Okay, sir. And sir, what is the bagasse price we have taken into account?
100 rupees per quintal.
100 rupees quintal.
Gee.
And whether we have sold any bagasse in the market also?
No, we have not sold anything in the market as of now. We have sufficient fuel stock as on date. We will be seeing around August after we see exactly how much of fuel we all need. We do believe that we may have some surplus, but we don't plan to sell any fuel as on date till the end of August.
And sir, what is the current steam consumption on a unit wise?
So, Rajpura plant shut on the 10th of April, while Dhampur right now is running at about 32.5 to 33% is the steam at Dhampur as on date.
33% steam consumption is there. It's very, very low.
Yeah, it is. I mean, as what we had spoken about this also earlier, and then we said that last year we worked a lot on steam efficiency. And that is what we've been able to achieve.
Sir, what it was last year?
Last year, our average was about 40.
40. So it's a significant fall from 40 to 33. It's a great achievement, sir.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Sir, next year also, most of the sugar companies are working with this Chandigarh-based company on this steam saving. So we are also going for further efficiency on this?
So we will carry on always, Amanji, year on year, we will try and bring our steam lower. But right now, we have already achieved what we had to. We are still working on now the mathematics as to how much of capex we will have to do to bring it down further and whether it makes sense or not. So that work is still in progress. But yes, Rajpura unit, we are doing some work there to bring it down even more there. But Dhampur, we are not sure whether we will put any more capex on steam for the year
23-24. Okay, sir. And sir, at current green prices, how is the margin if we make this ethanol from green?
See, ethanol from grain, again, Amanji, will vary year on year. But right now, the grain prices have again dropped. The price of DDGS seems to be stable. So as I said, I mean, as what was said by Anant, our plant will start by end of May. So we do believe there is sufficient margin as on date to make from grain as of now. But again, grain prices and DDGS price fluctuate a lot, but still, even after that, there is sufficient margin that we believe that we can have from there also.
And sir, what is the current recovery, gross recovery compared to last season, sir?
So we are almost at same as what it was last year. We were actually exactly the same till around the 2nd of May, but 2nd of May, we had very heavy rains at Dhampur, due to which for the last 3-4 days, our pollen cane has dropped. But we believe that now that the rain has stopped, suns and the weather has improved, that we will come back to the same as last year in the next 2 to 3 days.
And sir, one last question, sir. How this Bindal Agro plant will affect our crushing in the next season, sir?
Sir, dekho, for surely some part of our cane will go to the Bindal Agro plant, which is coming up. But we have already made our own plans to try and ensure that we do not crush lower than what we will crush for the year 22-23.
Yes, sir. And sir, if El Nino happens, how it will impact Western UP, sir, where our plants are located?
Sir, Western UPC, Bijnor, the area where this new plant is coming up, it will impact the 4-5 of us who are there. But I think there is sufficient quantity, and we will have to see as to how much of dispersion gets stopped for Kolus and Khankhan Sari, which happens as of now. So, but
no,
for
sir,
Dhampur, I can say that
Nino,
we should... Oh, El Nino. No, again, we can, you know, talk about it as much as we like. I don't see any real impact of that as on date with our area. But for surely, what we are for surely working on is on cane development. Where as of now, all plants are all are only on 238, and then speaking especially from Western UP. East has changed, but West is still on 238. We have a plan in the next 3 years to at least have 50% other varieties of cane in both our plants.
Sir, I will say thanks and great set of results, sir. Congratulations for that. Thank you, sir.
Thank you so much, sir. Thank you for all your help.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press star 1. Our next question comes from the line of Sanjay Manyal from ICICI Direct. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Just a few questions on the sugarcane crushing plant. Currently, this year we had 39 lakh tons kind of crushing. So, would it be safe to assume approximately 2-3% increase will happen next year, financial year?
Very, very early days, but yes, that is the plan. This year we will crush, you are right, close to about 39. Next year the plan is for surely to take it up higher. But again, I think that in your July call, I'll be able to answer that better once we see the final planting numbers and also the monsoons. So in July, I'll be able to exactly answer. But yes, we do expect and hope that we will crush higher than what we did for the year 22-23.
And given that prices have moved up to 3 rupees in last 1 month, your current sugarcane juice diversion is approximately 24-25%. Does it make sense to sort of bring it down to, you know, maybe 20% or below, given the prices, sugar prices have moved up a bit? It might probably, on the overall scheme of things, you know, could be profitable to sort of sell more sugar?
See, as on date, that will always vary. We will always know that during the summer months, sugar prices go up. Syrup or B heavy, how much we make is basically to balance out the feedstock that I need to run my chemical or my ethanol plant for the whole year. So that is how we balance ourselves out. But as of now, also with the present price that we have of sugar, we all still don't see there is any sort of loss to do syrup out or top the same.
But proportion you believe should remain 25-75 rather than less than that?
Roughly, yes.
Yes.
Okay. And if you can just give a guidance for the full year volume for the ethanol for 24 and 25.
Excuse me, ek bari aur puchhenge.
Volume of ethanol. Volume of ethanol.
So basically, we all expect to produce over 12 crore liters next year. Ethanol. Overall, we will do 15 plus, but that we will need ENA to also take care of your levy. Ethanol, so for OMCs, over 12 crore contract is what we believe that we will do for the year 23-24.
Right. Just last one, our overhead spends this year was somewhere around 190 crore. I believe a lot of this would be because of the freight. Now, given the fact that you anyway would be carrying lower inventory, export possibility probably the next means next year would be very limited. Will that overhead spends come down given the fact freight will not be there?
See, again, I think that the export front, again, very, very early days to speak about, but I still believe exports will happen. How much they will happen is anyone's guess right now. Last year we did 11 million tons. This year we've done 6. Next year also, seeing the cane crop as of now, exports will happen. So the freight cost doesn't really matter. See, New York is at its 10-year high almost right now. So it makes sense for India to export if we have a surplus next year.
Yeah, but from the Dhanpur's perspective, I'm saying means it probably wouldn't it make sense to sort of sell the quota and sort of you know, continue to sell in the domestic market and probably save on the freight cost as well.
Absolutely. So see, these options are always open. We will be studying all these options vis-a-vis what is the price that we can have in New York, vis-a-vis what is the price that we get if we sell our quota. So all options open for us as of now. So we are in a sweet spot.
Okay. And in last bit, if you can just tell me what is your guidance for the debt level, overall debt level for 24?
So we do not have major capex plans for the year 23-24. Capex plans are limited because we believe that we have sufficient capacity as on date. Our total debt
will be 220 next year.
Will be it should be it will be lower than what it is for the year 22-23. We will be keeping more debt. What debt we will take?
Okay. Fine. Perfect. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and one. Our next question comes from the line of Vinay Balotia, an investor. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. Many congratulations on the fantastic results. I just have one small doubt on your segment-wise revenue and profits compared to 2021-22 versus 22-23. Last year, we posted a revenue from ethanol as 426 CR and had a profit out of it was 131 CR. This year, we see a fantastic 40% growth in revenue, but the profit remains same. So, is there any particular reason for the same?
Gee, Ekdam. So, the only reason, as I said earlier, is transfer price. So, last year in the year FY21-22, our transfer price from 6 months for B-heavy was 800, and then for the balance, 6 months was 1,025. While this year, our transfer pricing of B-heavy has gone up to 1,100. That is one of the reasons. And the other one is we have diverted. Last year, we only ran syrup for about 25 days for the year FY21-22. While for the year FY22-23, we have run it for almost close to 180 days. So that is the main difference that you have seen in the that the profit margin has come down. It is only due to transfer price.
Okay, got it. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Udit Gupta, an investor. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. So my question is, sir, what are the future expansion plans in sugar or in ethanol, or what are we thinking of in any of those things?
So as of now, as I said, that our capacities are pretty, we have got sufficient in Dhampur, Rajpura. So we really do not need to do any capex as of now. The only effort and the only sort of focus that Dhampur has as of now has to become as how to become more efficient. What we spoke about earlier, last year we worked on steam. This year also we'll be doing on steam. How to make our breakdowns lower, and in Rajpura especially, how to make our cane growth higher. So I don't see any need for us to do any major expansion for the year 23-24. We have sufficient capacity on all the fronts.
So are we thinking of a sugar refinery or a grain basically or nothing of the sort?
No, so grain is already there. So grain based, as I said, we have already done our 100 KL of grain based, which will come on stream by end out of May 2023 itself. So within 3 weeks, our 100 KL grain will be back. It will be on stream.
Okay. And sir, you were just talking about the finances of the grain based. Can you please repeat it once more? Like,
yeah, so
what
are the grain based as on date seem to be good. I don't see any challenge on that front. But again, as I said, as soon as our plant starts, July, I will be able to give you exact numbers of our COP, everything else. But as on date, what we have worked on paper, grain-based, makes sense for us as we have our own fuel. We don't have to buy coal or anything else because the biggest cost for a grain-based plant, a standalone grain-based plant, is the fuel cost.
And sir, are we looking at it as an optionality or are we thinking of running it, sir, from day one?
Both. So we have both the options and that is why we put up the plant. We will run it, or at least we have the options. So in case we believe that we can make more money out of grain and save on the B-heavy or syrup for the next year we will see like that. But for us, you are right, grain is an option. It is not.
So Udit-ji, we are doing our feedstock planning also in such a way that we have that flexibility. So we have done the B heavy plans, stock plans in such a way that if grain for some reason doesn't become very viable, we can switch over to B heavy. We have done that contingency planning. So we are going to be carrying some stocks of B heavy.
So basically, sir, in July you'll be able to give a better picture about
absolutely.
And sir, about that Bindal plant which is just coming, which you just spoke about, sir. So can you expand it a little more? Like, sir, are we expecting a hit on our crushing, or like there is enough to for everyone or something like that?
So see, for surely as on date, our cane area will be cut. We will believe it will be about 25 to 30 lakh quintals of cane of ours might be cut for that plant. But we have already made a plan B where we will be able to make up the 25 to 30 lakh from other areas that we have not focused on as of now. So that's why I said Dhampur, we are going to crush 260 lakh quintals in the year 22-23. And next year also, even after the Bindal plant is there, we all will try and ensure that we do not crush lower than what we have done this year.
Thank you so much, sir. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Again, a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and one. Our next question comes from the line of Sunil from Nirmal Bang Securities Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you very much, sir, and congratulations on good numbers. Sir, can you give a bit clarification that cane area for the next year has higher in the next year, or it's more of a similar?
See, the cane area for Dhampur is almost going to be the same. Rajpura, for surely, we are hoping it to be slightly higher than what it was. Planting is still on as we speak, even though a major part of the planting is over. But because of the rains that we had last week, planting got a bit sort of slowed down. But planting has again started. And seeing the planting and what rainfall we get, July, I'll be able to give you all a far, far better idea about the total cane area that we expect for the year 23-24.
And for overall UP, what's the outlook?
It looks to be the same as of now. I mean, it is very hard. Again, early days, we have not got numbers as of now. As I said, planting is still on all over UP. So extremely hard to say as of now that what will be the overall number. Do not have an exact idea as to how much planting is happening in East and in Central UP. But whatsoever I've heard, planting seems to be healthy. So I don't expect the cane crop to be lower in UP for the year 23-24 as of now.
And sir, about the export, how much exports volume is there in the this quarter number?
No, we don't have any export for Q4. So in the 31st March, we had no export. We already did our exports in Q3, and then we sold our quota also in Q3 itself. So our Q4 has no exports.
Okay. So pure domestic sales realizations are there?
Three.
Okay. So we will be building up from here in the next quarter then. And sir, last question. Yeah, realization is expected to be higher in the next quarter then.
Yes, for surely prices have improved from April onwards.
Sir, last question relating to this grain base. I think it's a multi-purpose, like you can use both grain or whatever the B heavy.
Ji, ekdam. So grain, what we have put up, the 100 KL plant is, as I said, is an option that we have. Whether I want to use B heavy, whether I want to use syrup, whether I want to use grain, that is the option that now we all have got. So this is a great option to have, because I can always plan vis-a-vis sugar price and how much India is going to make. So grain is going to be a great option that we will have from the end of May itself.
And sir, you talk about fuel, captive fuel, that is bagasse you will be using in that.
Yes, that's right.
Whatever bagasse you now are selling in the market will be consumed internally, and that can give you additional earning on that basis.
So we are not, as I said, we are not planning to sell any bagasse as on date. even though we may have some surplus, but that call Dhampur will take only at the end of August.
But by the time your this grain-based plant will start, so that will need...
No, hamare paas fuel hai. Hamare paas sufficient fuel hai for both for BHEVI and for grain. We don't need to buy any fuel from anywhere.
Okay.
So we have saved sufficient fuel to run on BHEVI, grain, any other... so we have no issue at all on the fuel side.
So if we talk in such a way that like if you sell the bagasse in the market and if you consume it yourself, then how much more realization you can get in bagasse?
Bagasse, as of now, we will believe that if we see again, if I sell my fuel and if I don't have fuel, then my plant will stop, whether I run grain or I run BLEC heavy. So it don't really matter. So it makes more sense for us to utilize our plant than to close the plant. So you'll always get a better margin. As on date, what is the present price of fuel that we can sell? It makes better to do it for captive than to sell to a third party.
See, whether we run grain or we run B-heavy, the steam consumption or the fuel consumption would still be there. So we have done our fuel planning in such a way that either option we use, our fuel will be sufficient for the entire year running.
So you don't have to buy it from outside?
No, no.
Great. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Gautam Dedhia from Nalanda Securities Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes. Yes, I can. Thank you.
I just want to know what are the current spot prices of sugar and what was your March exit price, ex-mill?
So the current price of sugar is about 35.8 to 36. And our average for March was 34.6.
And do you expect it to go up more in May with summer demand?
No, I expect prices to be pretty stable from here. 50 paisa plus minus, that will always happen. But if you are asking if I expect the prices to go up to 38, 39, I don't.
And these are raw sugar prices, right?
White.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Ashav Patel from... I'm sorry, Mr. Patel has dropped his line or has left the queue. We move on to the next question. It's from Udit Gupta, an investor. Please go ahead.
So thanks for taking my question again. So the bagasse prices, sir, have they come down because of the recent fall in the coal prices or something like that?
No.
No.
Bagasse prices, as far as what we know, are still in the range of about 300 to 350 per quintal is the price of the of that even as on date. So we have not seen any prices drop, even though we are not either a buyer or a seller of that, but still, this is the price range that we all have heard of.
Okay. And sir, for the sugar prices that I just spoke of, so the domestic quota which has been increased for the month of May and there was an increased quota for April, sir, has that had any impact? Like, has the price fallen in the last 15, 20 days or something of the sort?
No, the prices have stayed stable.
So we are not seeing any such impact of this increased domestic quota?
No.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and one. Our next question comes from the line of Kritika Mishra from Sharekhan by BNP Paribas. Please go ahead.
So just a couple of questions on the margin front. So for the current quarter, our gross margins are down by around 500 basis points. So if you can just help out, what is the reason for the same?
So it is only on transfer pricing what I spoke about. The transfer pricing of syrup and of B-heavy that we did vis-a-vis last year is the one reason why you have seen the margins drop. The other reason is if you see overall, our country, our CL sales have gone up. So that is why the revenue side is up but the margins on that have stayed the same. So because of these two, you have seen the margins drop, but overall the margins have dropped only because of transfer pricing, not because our COP going up.
Okay, all right. For the full year also, that would be because our reduction in operating margin is also around 300 basis points for the full year. So for that also, it would be the same, or there are any other?
No, same.
Okay, so mainly because of the transfer pricing that the margins have taken a hit.
Yes.
And for the coming year, I know it's too early, but for the coming year, since the margins have, you know, gone down to around 10.6 or 11%, so for the coming year, how do you see? Do we expect any improvement, or how would?
See, next year we expect, because our new distillery has been commissioned, so we'll have the benefit for operating it for the full year. So margins will definitely improve, and the country liquor, which is a drag on the margins, will remain more or less in the same range. So, I mean, that will also contribute to the higher margins in the next year.
Okay, sir. Thank you so much. That's it from my side.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Aman Sonatia from AK Securities. Please go ahead.
Sir, there is talk of increasing MSP. So what are the possibilities, sir?
I don't see it happening. I really don't see it happening, my friend. We've been talking about it now for the last, I think, about 3 years. There have been talks, there have been some press notes which are out, but I think it's a long shot as of now if we believe that MSP is going to be increased. So my personal view, I mean, I can be fully wrong on it. I don't think it will.
And sir, what are the chances of price increase in this SAP increase in the coming season, sir?
Amanji, I don't want to, I hope not, but again, early days, 2024, we'll have the general elections also. So, I don't have a view on that as of now.
Okay, sir. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Ashav Patel from Molecule Ventures. Please go ahead.
Sir, to summarize the call so far, as you have explained, within the segments, the sugar sector, the sugar segment has seen a larger input cost, and we don't really expect the prices to move or be firm up from here given the political scenario. Can we expect and the entire growth and profitability improvement would largely come from the ethanol segment? Is that correct understanding? The sugar segment is not expected in terms of profitability to reach to the previous, say, a year back level.
See, again, out here, the profitability because of transfer pricing has got moved. So earlier, the profit that you would have seen on the sugar side, now you will see it on the all sides. So that is the only shift that you will see happening from the year 21-22, then to 22-23, and changing even more in the year 23-24.
Okay, got it. And sir, can you please explain how you mentioned that one of the key reason for increasing the inventory cost was higher syrup usage? So can you please explain? I am little new to that concept, why it increases our inventory cost.
So basically what happens is that when you, whatever is your transfer price, so when you do COP of sugar, if you transfer syrup, so sugar, the cane cost and the manufacturing cost stays the same, and the transfer pricing has a huge impact on the COP. Mm-hmm. So in case the transfer price is higher, so if I was to transfer price the syrup at a higher price, my COP that I have as of 31st March would be lower, or the other way around. So that is how it will just change.
Mm-hmm. Sure, got it, sir. And sir, you have mentioned that CMP around X mil CMP is to around 36 rupees right now. What would be our COP for sugar right now?
32.8.
Okay. That's all from my side, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. As there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to the management for closing remarks.
On behalf of Dhampur Sugar Mills Limited, we would like to once again thank you all for taking your time out for this conference call. If you have any further questions, please feel free to contact us either by phone or by email. You can also visit our website www.dhampursugar.com and post any queries you have, and we will get back to you as soon as possible. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of SKP Securities Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.